everything.
Sometimes I image a prayer, which is to say I picture the person or thing or situation and hold it up in my mind's eye to God. I picture Him taking it from my hand and filling my hand with His instead. For instance, if I'm worried about one of my kids and I don't know how specifically to pray for him, do we ever know? I picture holding that child up to God and allowing God to take him away from me and hold that child. There is a way to pray with every breath you take, a way practiced by the contemplative Abbas and Ammas, or desert fathers and mothers, who lived in isolation in the Egyptian desert during the first several centuries after Christ. I close my eyes and focus on the breath entering and leaving my body. As I inhale, I think the words, Lord Jesus Christ, and as I exhale, Son of God. I breathe in again, have mercy on me, and out, a sinner. I continue to breathe, and this ancient Jesus prayer rises with the rhythm of my chest. Prayer is deeply personal, and each of us needs to find the time and space to share our own words and thoughts with our Creator. Anne Lamott says, there are really only two prayers, help me, help me, help me, and thank you, thank you, thank you. That sounds about right. Anyway, as my favorite scripture passage points out, it's okay that we struggle with how to pray because the Holy Spirit prays for us. In the same way, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. We do not know what we ought to pray for, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groans that words cannot express. And He who searches our hearts knows the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. Romans chapter 8, verse 26 and 27. Have you ever caught yourself frozen in time, staring into space, not really thinking about anything but just being? Perhaps when you're filling the tea kettle at the sink or looking for something in the kids' room. It's a moment of clarity unlike any other, except maybe that moment before sleep, when your thoughts are pure and free and untangled, and your focus is simple and full. Obviously, we can't live that way, staring into space. But wouldn't it be something if we could access that purity, that stillness, in the midst of our busy days? I seem to have these moments most with my children. I'll be busy folding clothes or making down the...